Kavoy Morich on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Hour three coming to you live from somewhere within the new European Soviet on the Adriatic Sea. Some quick news. CBS says that today's children are 30% less aerobically fit than their parents were at their age, according to a new study, which points to climate change and rising temperatures adversely affecting childhood obesity as children spend less time exercising outdoors. What an absolute joke. So the weather is now causing people to become obese instead of eating McDonald's. And well, I'm sure there are people who have different causes, but largely just not exercising, not eating well, and just, yes, being on their screens. And Albert Bourla, the head of Pfizer, even though he's vaxxed four times with a Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, he just got COVID, as we say in Spanish. Que burla, Albert Bourla. What a joke. What a joke. I mean, so, and then not only him, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who's been also vaxxed four times, has gotten COVID for the second time this year. Since 2020, I've been traversing the globe. I'm not vaxxed. I've never taken a DNA test, PCR test. I mean, I haven't had any COVID as far as I know. So, yeah. Anyways, what else we got going on? Not too far from where I am. It's like an hour flight from here. Belgrade, Serbia. The Serbs are having a 50,000 march protest against the Pride parade, the Euro globalist Euro Pride event scheduled for September. So people, 50,000 Serbs are saying, hands off our children, stop the parade of shame, as Belgrade residents rallied in support of traditional family values and against LGBTQ plus to infinity indoctrination. So that's all coming from Brussels and Washington, the core globalist hubs pushing this stuff upon traditional societies. Just, you know, come and visit and you'll see most people just don't agree with these sorts of values. I just thought these stories were kind of interesting, where thousands of Capri Sun pouches recalled for possible cleaning solution contamination, as well as Home Run Inn recalls frozen pizza for possibly containing metal pieces. First of all, why would you be even eating these frozen pizzas and Capri Sun chemical concoctions? But anyways, yeah, what if you consume that sort of stuff, be careful. And dog tests positive for monkeypox. Its owner is gay, it says. It's the first human to animal transmission. I mean, seriously, I'm not buying any of this monkeypox business, so that's being reported for what it's worth now. First human to animal transition, anyways. And we've got Theresa Tam, the public health dictator in chief in Canada, saying those Canadians who must self-isolate due to monkeypox should receive federal support. If we can provide aid in the COVID-1984 context, I think we should think about it more broadly for infectious diseases. So how about that, for just thinking about it more broadly for other infectious diseases? This is sort of our segue into the universal basic income social credit system, and just kind of making it sound like a good idea that, or that they're the good guys. We're going to lock you down, force you to self-isolate, but we'll give you free money. How about you just don't lock us down? The farmer Curtis, oh, I forget his name, who's out there somewhere in rural Canada doing his own thing, homesteading. And yes, and let me just remind you again that you can get the complete list of shows and schedule offered on TNT Radio from the website tntradio.live, where we serve up the latest news and current affairs presented by a host of credible, dare I say incredible, and expert commentators who can separate fact from government propaganda right here on TNT Radio.
Stay up to date on the latest news.
I follow the news pretty much throughout the day.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Organized crime researcher, educator, and professional speaker Etienne de la Boissier Squared is the author of Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, where he makes the case that government is illegitimate, was never intended to protect life, liberty, and property, but has always been used by intergenerational mafia organized crime to rob and enslave. He's a voluntarist, author, father, technology entrepreneur, ex-Wall Streeter, cyclist, runner, hot yogi, multidisciplinarian truther, armchair economist, crypto enthusiast, and neo-abolitionist. The website is government-scam.com. Welcome to TNT Radio, Etienne.
It is fantastic to be with you and your audience.
Yeah, and you know, just to start, maybe you've got a fascinating background, which also adds more weight to your arguments. Not that it's needed, but it's always welcome for some people who are sort of on the fence relating to the topics you talk about. And maybe if you could briefly just tell us about where you're coming from.
Sure. So I'm a technology entrepreneur, but in my youth, I worked at one of the big four think tanks in Washington, D.C. I ran a national third-party political campaign. I used to live outside of Washington, D.C. in the technology corridor in Northern Virginia. I was in the internet and the networking industry. And so as part of that, I was in, you know, Washington, D.C.'s largest CEO networking group. And so I've been really, you know, and I got to and I worked on Wall Street. And so I've been really blessed to be able to see the system from all of these really, you know, unique perspectives. And I've really been, you know, kind of tracking this organized crime system for 20 plus years and collecting all of the evidence and then cataloging it on an uncensorable credit card size flash drive that we call the Liberator.
So I came to your work late. I only discovered your work not too long ago and was absolutely blown away. I listened to a lecture you gave, I think, a year or two ago at, I think it was Anarchapulco, and you summarized very well basically the cult and religion of statism and the scam of government. You do it in such an eloquent and concise way, and I'm definitely going to get your book and that flash drive. I'm traveling now, so it's kind of hard in terms of shipping, but I'm going to get it. And maybe if you could enlighten the audience on your thesis.
Sure. So first of all, I think the first thing to say is that I'm a voluntarist, and a voluntarist is someone who does not believe in the necessity, the legitimacy, or the desirability of having a government at all, and thinks that all relationships between human beings should be voluntary. So nobody gets to use violence or extortion on anybody else. Government doesn't get a pass from morality. And so voluntarism is really the only ism that it's fair for everybody. And so that's the biggest secret kept, not just the American people, but from the people that are operating under governments around the world, that we really don't need government. Everything the government does would be done better, faster, cheaper by the free market, by mutual aid societies, by real charity, by nonprofits, and that that government is not something that was intended to protect life, liberty, and property, but it was always intended to rob and control populations. You can think of it as a technique for robbing and controlling populations. And the subtitle of the book, it's Government, the Biggest Scam in History. The subtitle is How Intergenerational Organized Crime Runs the Government, the Media, and Academia. And that's really kind of the big secret. It's the government and the media and academia that are in on it together. When I say academia, I mean both, you know, the mandatory government schools that people are forced to attend, or the private schools that have to teach the government's curriculum to get their accreditation, or you know, organizations like the World Health Organization, CDC, the NIH, the NIAID, that can be controlled hierarchically through government. And so that hierarchical control has been in place for decades and ensures that, yeah, they've already got everybody in the CDC in their back pocket that they need to have in their back pocket because they've been working on it for decades. They've already got everybody they need to have in their back pocket at the World Health Organization because they've been working on it for decades. And the media has essentially been bought up and monopolized in the United States. There's about six monopoly media companies running hundreds and hundreds of subsidiaries to give everybody the illusion that there's all these different information sources in society. But if you roll it all and you take a look at the ownership structure, you know, you're talking about thousands of television stations, thousands of radio stations, thousands of movie theaters, all rolling up into this tiny handful of companies. But because they're all using different names, you don't realize that there's only six individuals that are essentially controlling almost everything that you see on the old media side. Now, that's the old media side. On the new media side, there's about 2 to 3 dozen what I call new media internet companies that I believe have been funded with unlimited bankster capital. So the banks lobbied and bribed Congress in 1913 to create the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve backstops the banks. The Federal Reserve is a creature of the money center banks, the J.P. Morgans, the Wells Fargos, the Bank of Americas, the Citigroups, the Goldman Sachs, the primary dealers that sell around 20 primary dealers that sell the government's bills, bonds, notes, and engage in, massive banking operations where they're able to, create through loans for, using this technique called fractional reserve banking, where you go to a bank to get a mortgage or a car loan, they're not loaning you deposit money. They just tickle the ivories and they create the money out of thin air, and you spend the rest of your life, paying interest on a loan that was created out of thin air. And with those outrageous profits, they have bought up the world with the little paper tickets that they create out of thin air, starting with the media to make sure they don't tell you that it's inflationary and it's stealing the value out of everybody else's money. And so the more and more dollars that the banks create or the federal government creates, whether it's, a bank creating it through a loan or whether it's the federal government creating it through quote unquote quantitative easing or bailouts or stimulus or whatever it is, when they create all these excess dollars, there's a kind of fixed amount of goods and services in the world. And so those excess dollars begin hitting up prices. And it's a way of stealing the value out of everybody else's money, exact same way as if they just stuck their hand in your pocket and took your money. But they're just doing it in a tricky way that most people don't understand and that the media isn't going to tell you about, because the first thing they did with their obscene profits was buy the media to ensure that they wouldn't tell you about it. And so think of government as not as something that was intended to protect life, liberty, and property, but think of it as a technique to rob and control societies, and that it is always illegitimate because you cannot delegate rights that you don't have yourself to a representative or to a government. You can't be bound by a quote-unquote social contract that you didn't sign. And if me and my buddy can't vote that you have to give us all your money because there's two of us and one of you, well, it doesn't matter if there's three of us or 10 of us or 330 million of us. There's no magical additional person that makes something that is inherently immoral and illogical and wrong now moral and logical and wrong just because the mob wants to lynch black folks or rob Peter to pay Paul. The government has been the biggest scam in history. You don't owe them any money. You don't owe them any allegiance. And they're running a psychological game on you to, create this artificial tribe that you think you're the country and that you think you're part of. And they create, using group dynamics and others, they create the conditions where, you're typically giving it your obedience semi-voluntarily and giving them money semi-voluntarily because you believe you owe it and you don't owe them anything. It has been a trick since the beginning, And I'm exposing it with the book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History.
Yeah, you mentioned Creature. That makes me think of Creature from Jekyll Island by J. Edward Griffin. I believe you spoke at Red Pill Expo, and I got to have lunch with Ed maybe a decade ago. And I used to teach high school and university, so I was in academia. And I was actually thinking about this the other day. People have asked me, oh, would you go do a doctorate or PhD? And I'm like, no way. And I wouldn't even want my kids to go to university because, I mean, if they can, you know, find another way to be successful, which I think you can, because it's really an ideological. It has nothing to do with being scientific or intellectual when you work in a university. It's like, it's this ideological, as you said, sort of scam. They try to fit you, mold you to think, you know, pro-government and this globalist way. And if you go get outside of that box, you know, you lose your job, you get attacked. And so, you know, screw that. I want to be successful, you know, bucking that trend. We're going to go to our first break. Again, the website is government-scam.com. And I would highly recommend you pick up the book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, and the other stuff they have in the store there. We'll be right back on TNT Radio.
Rick Munn on TNT Radio.
Sky News, there's a plea to Sky News from some dude, some random guy on the internet called David Martin. With Sky News, please stop this incessant scaremongering designed to cause vulnerable and gullible people distress. It's pictures of fields, recently harvested fields in England. Wheat fields, they've been harvested, so from the air they look yellow. It doesn't mean they're scorched. It doesn't mean they've been destroyed by the sun. It simply means they've been recently harvested of wheat. Therefore, they're yellow. But they're posting these pictures saying this is what climate change has done to our beautiful green countryside. No, they're harvested fields. Sorry to burst your bubble, Sky News, but they are harvested fields. So don't be scared by these scaremongers.
Rick Munn is locked and loaded on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Affordable housing, we can build that. Sustainable housing, we can build that. At MIT Modular, we understand the importance of housing for all and the importance of design, cost, and functionality. Our goal is to meet the needs of our growing population by converting shipping containers to livable units. If you're like-minded and in a position to invest in something meaningful and life-changing, we want to hear from you. We are a team of professional architects, engineers, and financial and tax experts dedicated to offering unique solutions that provide a brighter future. Our Opportunity Zone Fund offers investors both real estate and operating business diversification, 5-year tax deferral on capital gains, annual tax benefits, and ultimately tax-free appreciation potential. There are Opportunity Zones all over America. If you're interested in learning more about our services, need affordable housing, or want to participate in creating a new vision for tomorrow, give us a call in the U.S. on 385-985-5702 or read more at mitmodular.com. MIT Modular. We can build that.
Government couldn't stop a flu-like virus. And now they want you to believe they can stop the Earth's climate from changing? The voice of reason is TNT Radio.
We're back with researcher, author Etienne de la Boissière Squared of government-scam.com. You'll want to pick up his book, I think now in its fifth edition, just out this month in August. The book is called Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. And I'm assuming you've rubbed shoulders with some financial or political elite, or perhaps maybe I can have you extrapolate or speculate. Do you think many elites are consciously aware of the government scam and are actively participating in a lot of the sinister things that they're doing, or are many just opportunists, useful idiots?
Well, first of all, I don't like the word elite. And one of the things that I do different than other people is I don't use the word deep state. And I don't use the word globalist. And I don't use the word elite. I like to refer to it as intergenerational organized crime. And I think that the term intergenerational organized crime is really the key that unlocks all the locks and makes sense of the situation. And so if I was to, you know, kind of give the thumbnail overview of what our situation is, it's that there's some old, you know, going back to monarchy and to some of the, you know, families that have been able to, you know, generally using government, build massive monopolies and fortunes. They've been using government as a technique to rob and control society. And so because government's always illegitimate, you can never have a legitimate government, that they are, using this to as a way of like robbing the population. And so 100% they know about it, and they're essentially tax farming human beings. And when I say tax farming, you know, in the old days it was chattel slavery, and they owned you outright, and they forced you to work on, in the cotton field or in their cobbler shop or in the kitchen or whatever it is. But that was very economically inefficient, because maybe, you know, you were in the kitchen, but you would have been a better cobbler, or you would have been a better, blacksmith, or, some other job. And so now you get to pick your profession. And they've moved to kind of the mafia model of slavery. And, the mafia doesn't own businesses. The mafia just shows up once a month and takes a cut of the profits. And that really is the government system. And then the money is siphoned through the government out the back door through no-bid contracts for weapon systems that we don't need to fight, invented enemies, foreign wars based on lies and manufactured intelligence. And so when you look at it as organized crime, now all of a sudden, that's why the military is missing $6 billion in physical cash in Iraq. That's why, that explains the $14,000 toilet seats. That explains the $400,000 F-35 helmets. That explains, $25 million bases in Afghanistan that the military didn't want. We built anyway, and then they quickly abandoned. It explains the Fat Leonard scandal. It explains, the post office losing trillions of dollars a year. It explains Amtrak losing almost $1 billion 10 years on food and beverage alone. And I don't know if you've ever been on Amtrak, but they're, selling you the hamburger that you could get at 7-Eleven for a dollar for $8, and they're selling you a soda that they probably spent a quarter on for $4, and they're selling you a beer that probably cost them 75 cents, $8, and they're telling you that they lost $1 billion in 10 years. So the trains are evidently going out with $1,000 worth of food and coming back with nothing, and they can't figure out where the money's going. And so when you realize that it is, that it's an intergenerational organized crime system that is robbing the population, then, like I said, that's the key that unlocks the locks. And now you're like, oh. And then the good news message in the book is that we just don't need government. I'm a voluntarist, and voluntarism is the idea that all human relations should be voluntary. Nobody gets use violence or extortion on anybody else. Nobody has rights that other people don't. And you can never, ever have a legitimate government because you can't delegate rights to a representative or to a government. You can't be bound by a social contract that you didn't sign. And if me and my buddy can't vote for you to give us all your money, then it doesn't matter how many people there are. It's been the biggest scam in history.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. I would agree. Organized crime, mafia, intergenerational, going back centuries, a lot of these dynasties, aristocracies, and so on. You mentioned some of their scams, such as war, and maybe to get your thoughts on, 2020, COVID-1984, as I call it, the Great Reset. It seems to be the what we just went through the past few years, the absolute culmination, or some peak of one of the biggest scams in history that they've been trying to pull off. And what are your thoughts on what we've been going through the last couple of years? Because it still seems like it's definitely not over. We're in the thick of it, in the eye of the tiger, the heart of the storm. They keep pulling out this monkeypox business and these digital ID systems. How do you sort of interpret what we've been going through?
So I'm actually working on the fifth edition of my book. It's not out yet. It should be out in a month or so. But the book will be renamed Government and the COVID, the two biggest scams in history. And the executive summary of the executive summary is that government is all, or sorry, that the COVID was the engineered, manufactured reason for the bailouts and the Federal Reserve to intervene in the Treasury market, which they did, you know, shortly after, based on the COVID. And so they spent billions to steal trillions. And so the goal was handing trillions of dollars while the American people got little $1,600 stimmy checks. Some of the folks on Wall Street got trillions of dollars handed to them in quote unquote bailouts and stimulus. And so I think that was, you know, the goal was we're going to hand out trillions of dollars of bailouts and stimulus, and we're going to make up the reason to do it. And so that's my thought on the COVID. And I believe I was one of the first people to come out and, you know, publicly say that. And I want to say like March or April, I did a podcast where I broke it out or what I thought was going on. And I realized what was going on because I'd read a book entitled Inventing the AIDS Virus by Peter Duesberg, forward by Kerry Mullis years ago. It broke down almost the exact same scam with AIDS. And so, it's a very, very, very similar scam. And so I didn't believe it for a minute. I think I've worn a mask maybe 25 times in the past 2 years. Three of those were international border crossings, maybe 8 airline flights, and a handful of stores where I had to get food or some other, reason where I just had to do it to get from point A to point B or whatever. But I didn't believe it for a second. And I think I'm being proven, right, now that as more and more evidence comes out.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. And I also saw that as well sometime in the springtime of 2020. I was living in Kazakhstan, and people can go back to my archives, to the archives of my Geopolitics and Empire podcast, and see all the interviews I did. At that time, we're going to take a quick news break. We'll be right back.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines.
The Taliban is holding a parade in Kabul 1 year after taking control of the country. China is conducting more military drills around Taiwan. As another delegation of U.S. lawmakers visit the island nation after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip. President Trump claims some documents seized at Mar-a-Lago last week are protected by attorney-client and executive privilege and demands they be given back.
Free speech is in our DNA.
Experimental vaccines will never change that.
Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Yeah, even there. Never miss out on the news and views of the big issues of the day. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio.
Or download the TNT Radio app for free
from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
So I look forward to getting the fifth edition of your book. And as you said, you're incorporating the COVID stuff into it. And I want to get your thoughts on the part two of COVID as I see it, this great reset, fourth industrial revolution, but really this technocracy. And as I see, the vaccine passport was nothing more a ruse to get us to install, all peoples of all nations of all the world. This digital passport, which is basically the social credit system. I like to call it the algorithm ghetto, as one of my past guests, Jewish historian Edwin Black, calls it, where they put in Nazi Germany, they put the Jews in the physical ghetto. He says this is the algorithm ghetto, where if you don't do what the government says, they can just shut off your ability to even buy food, and your neighbor wouldn't even want to help you because he'd be thrown in the algorithm ghetto. And we've seen this throughout the past 2 years. States and governments attempting to implement this, some succeeding, some failing. Your sort of thoughts on this danger of this digital control system?
Well, I agree completely. Before we move on to that, I'd like to just read you a little sample from the upcoming fifth edition. I call it the COVID executive summary of the executive summary. But here it comes. The COVID has been a scam and has quite possibly been the second biggest scam in history after the scam of government itself, which is the scam that made the scam of the COVID possible through the hierarchical control of health information through the regulatory capture of WHO, NIH, CDC, AMA, and NIAID on the academia side, and the ability to control and play the monopoly media like a mighty Wurlitzer. COVID was a multi-trillion dollar robbery and eugenics program engineered by the same intergenerational organized crime system that we outlined in the previous four editions of Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. The short version is that intergenerational organized crime system spent billions, still trillions. COVID was the engineered, manufactured reason for trillions of dollars of bailouts, stimulus, and we believe the manufactured, engineered reason for the Federal Reserve to prop up the crooked Ponzi scheme, U.S. Treasury market, which they did to the tune of $80 billion a day at one point in 2020. COVID allowed organized crime participants to engage in disaster capitalism by profiting from their foreknowledge to buy, short, sell, and hedge specific stocks and investments, wage economic warfare against free market businesses, forced closures and chain stores and restaurants, and the population doesn't have independent wealth and resources to resist the economic and medical martial law tactics being waged against them, forced the population to accept harmful injections, vaccine passports, and other biosecurity state measures in what appears to be a negative eugenics program to cull the elderly and extend the organized crime government's other Ponzi scheme social security. And how did the magicians pull off the trick? Number one, regulatory capture. Government health, quote-unquote, experts in multiple countries, especially the U.S., China, and Italy, and the CDC, NIAID, and the WHO, who declared a public health emergency of international concern with a small handful of respiratory illnesses in a country of over a billion people. And it was media fakery focused on a small handful of hospitals, notably Elmhurst in Queens, New York, where the criminals engineered apparent pandemic conditions, medical simulations for news cameras, where televised crowds waiting to get into the hospitals were gone the next day. They used a faulty test, PCR, designed to give false positives, even though Nobel Prize-winning inventor said publicly that it should never be used to diagnose disease. They passed over $100 billion in incentive payments through the CARES Act to doctors and hospitals to classify patients as COVID and then paid them bonuses for using treatments guaranteed to produce death and disease, notably ventilators and remdesivir. And they coordinated the response of 1,000-plus corporations, government officials, NGOs, and nonprofits through the World Economic Forum. And so that is my executive summary of the executive summary. But I think you'll notice, that I included in that the vaccine passports and other biosecurity state measures, which are the ultimate goal. And I think ultimately the Great Reset is about, resetting everybody into programmable central bank digital currencies where they'll be able to turn off, activists and dissidents' ability to buy and sell. They'll be able to control what you can buy with your money, even down to, micromanaging the kind of food you eat and the kind of, how far you can drive in a car and how much gas you can buy and a variety of other things. And they are pushing for a technocratic control system, and they're building it up with the profits that have been stolen through fractional reserve banking and through the government, no bid contracts for weapon systems that we don't need to fight engineered enemies and foreign wars based on lies and manufactured intelligence.
Speaking of foreign wars and engineered enemies, I was going to get your thought on the whole Ukraine, Russia, Taiwan thing, this fear-mongering of World War III. I can't quite put my finger on it. I get guests on to try to figure out what's going on with this Ukraine situation. The consequences of what's going on in Ukraine seem to be playing right into the hands of you know what has been planned for the Great Reset, energy crisis, everything going up. So it seems to be serving continue to serve the agenda. What's sort of your thought to the World War III scenario?
So, you know, I don't think it's the United States versus Russia. I don't think it's Russia versus China or the United States versus China. I think it is the government of Russia versus the people of Russia. I think it's the government of Ukraine versus the people of Ukraine. I think it's the government of the United States versus the people of the United States. All of these governments are using the technique of government to rob and control their own populations. And I think all the governments are in on it. So I think the United States menaces the Russian people, who then cower to the Russian government for protection from the mean old United States. The United States menaces the American people with the specter of Russia, and the American people clamor for protection from the Russians. But I think at the top, all of the governments are essentially in on it together. If you take a look at Vladimir Putin, he has got a long-standing relationship with Henry Kissinger. He has a long-standing relationship with Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum. I think that this is, to a degree, a kind of a stage play that is being used for a variety of different outcomes. Everything from, you know, the billions of dollars of profits that will be made from these weapon systems that we're shipping to Ukraine, to the engineered reason for that explains the inflation and the supply chain shortages that I believe are being engineered. And so all of this can be blamed on Russia. But at the top of the pyramid, I think all of the governments are in on it together. They're all using the same techniques to rob and control their own populations. And, that's essentially my thoughts in a nutshell.
Yeah, I have that same view, even though I've been having on guests that, I mean, there's this sort of split in, let's say, the alternative and independent media, where some view this BRICS plus multipolar world, Putin and China, as, you know, a savior. But then you look at the things that they're doing on the ground. They're implementing the biosecurity regime. I lived in Kazakhstan, and my personal email, Start Mail, is banned in Russia and Kazakhstan. You can't even use it. And if you just forget the rhetoric and what's on paper, I mean, they're doing this, some of the same stuff, if not even worse than, you know, what Klaus Schwab and the Davos World Order are bringing. But some people, I don't know, they think the grass is greener on the other side, no?
No, they're all in on it together. They're all, again, so they're all using the same playbook. And the, you know, kind of the playbook of government is, we're going to give you a flag. The flag is the artificially indoctrinated holy symbol. We're going to put you into mandatory government school. We're going to teach you that government is legitimate, desirable, and necessary before you're old enough to really evaluate the logic and the morality of that claim. In the United States, we're going to, you know, you're going to go to this church school where the priest, the teacher, is going to teach you the common prayer of the Pledge of Allegiance, is going to help teach you the hymns of the national anthem and the Star Spangled Banner, that are going to teach you about the holy documents of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're going to take you to Mecca, Washington, D.C., where they're going to take you into the Cathedral of the Capitol, which looks like the Vatican for a reason, and everything's going to be large and oversized, so you feel small and insignificant. They're going to take you to the temples. They're going to show you the deities of Lincoln and Jefferson, and they're going to indoctrinate you into a pseudo religion called statism, where, you know, before you're old enough to evaluate the logic and morality of it. And because they're slipping it to you like a religion, you know, that is, you know, you're going to have, you know, especially if you go into scouting. And so then there's kind of two tracks, and track one is just the mandatory government school with all the propaganda that the media puts on, and that produces a taxpayer. But then there's another track, and that's Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Explorers, J ARO-TC, ROTC, military training, police training. And once you go, you know, and that, and the goal of that other program is to produce something called an order follower. And an order follower is someone that will set aside their morality and use violence on peaceful people, either to, you know, go abroad in a foreign war, you know, murder people in a foreign war based on lies, manufactured intelligence, or domestically, shave their head, put on the uniform, the single form, and use violence against peaceful people, either, you know, to prosecute for victimless crimes or to raise revenue on their friends and neighbors, and that's the police. And so they're running game on the population here in the United States, but they're running the exact same playbook on the people of Russia and China. The names are just different. Instead of the Boy Scout Explorer, you know, the Boy Scouts in Russia, it's the Young Pioneers. And instead of the Explorer program, it's called the Komsomol. And so, you know, in Nazi Germany, it was the Hitler Youth. And so all of these governments are running this playbook. There's in my book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, at government-scam.com, you can actually see the 20 different techniques, and you can see how they manifested in the United States, the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, and East Germany. And by the end, and it shows, you know, what it looked like in each one of those different, you know, geographies. And you're like, holy crap, it's a playbook. And because the human brain is really good at pattern recognition, you see it with your own eyes. You're like, they're running game. And that game is the same game that they're running in Russia and China and Ukraine. And I think people are wising up to it, which is why I think they've turned, you know, the tyranny up to 11, because I think it's kind of slowly and surely, you know, leaking out to the population as a whole that the whole thing is illegitimate. Government itself is illegitimate. And then the big secret of my book, the kind of the good news message of the book, is voluntarism, that we don't need government, that everything the government does besides redistribution, you can't rob Peter to pay Paul. But if you think about government, it really is. It's just a provider of services. And the majority of what government does is, you know, they provide armed protective services that they call the police. They provide dispute resolution that they call the courts. And they run the postal service, and they run air traffic control, and they do, you know, all of these different things, all of which could be done better, faster, and cheaper by the free market, by mutual aid societies, by nonprofits, by real charities. And you still have the police, but it would be ADT and Westech or Garda or some of these other companies that already provide armed response today, okay, competing for your dollar in a free market where, number one, you'd be able to see who provides, is ADT, you know, better protecting its neighborhood, or is Garda better protecting its neighborhood? It's, you know, is who gets more restitution? Does ADT get more restitution for their clients, or does Garda get more restitution for their clients? And when the security guard shows up, he doesn't have rights that other people have. You have the right to protect your life and your property. You can delegate that right to a security company to exercise on your behalf. You don't have the right to tell your neighbor what habit to have or whether or not he should be gambling. And so when the security guard comes up, he can't, you know, arrest your neighbor for smoking a plant. He can't arrest you for having a poker game in your house the way that the police frequently do here in the United States. He only has the same rights that you do. Everybody has the same rights. Nobody has rights that other people don't. That's logical. That's moral. That makes sense. And then when you cut out the crooked middleman that's stealing half of everybody's income and overt taxes, covert taxes, inflation, then we would have more than enough money to take care of the poor, the needy, and the disadvantaged. And without the, you know, economic misallocation of, you know, dropping billions of dollars of, you know, bombs and cruise missiles on empty valleys in Afghanistan, you know, all of that money would be spent on productive assets. People would be spending their own money, so they'd be spending it, you know, a lot closer to home. You know, the town wouldn't be making decisions about the road. It would be the homeowners association would be making decisions about the road. They'd be watching every nickel instead of sending it to crooked ass Washington, D.C., so they can send back a portion to your state that's gonna do a bad job. And you know, I've never been to a place that's got good roads. And so, you know, it's literally, you know, it's moral, it's logical, and it's going to be the future once we get this this monkey, this parasite of government off of our backs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to have to take our second break. Again, the website is government-scam.com. The fifth edition
and
of
Art
the book
of Liberty.org. Artofliberty.org is our umbrella organization, and that's where you can sign up for Bob Mean Friday.
And the Substack as well, artofliberty.substack.com. We'll be right back after this break here on TNT.
U.S. President Joe Biden and China are now claiming they can control the global weather. This is Mark Morano for TNT Radio's Morano Minute. Stay tuned.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
We have the capacity to do this. It's not like it's beyond our control. The weather may be beyond our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
Perhaps President Biden believes his pork barrel spending bill in Washington is what's going to control the weather. Who knows? But we do know that President Biden joins Bill Gates and China in seeking to control the weather. The World Economic Forum has touted China's ability to, quote, control the weather with cloud seeding to create rain. They even have a weather modification department. Yes, Bill Gates has a venture aimed to spray dust into the atmosphere to block the sun. What could go wrong? Plenty. Who doesn't want China and Bill Gates trying to control the weather? You're a science denier if you're opposed to it. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me?
Join me and help fight for them by supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's helppva.org.
So, you support green energy?
Ask yourself this.
How many native birds were killed by wind turbines today? Protect humanity and stop the green madness. Today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
And we're back with Etienne de la Boissière Squared of government-scam.com, as well as artofliberty.org, artofliberty.substack.com. The fifth edition of the book is soon going to come out, Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. And I did want to ask, you wrote a fascinating piece, your last piece on Substack about Anarcapulco being infiltrated by the feds. I live in Mexico. I'm a Mexican national. It's my third citizenship. Yes. And Jeff Berwick, he's since forever in my mind been an unsavory character. Ages ago, I used to write just for fun under a pseudonym for Dollar Vigilante, and I know people who used to work for him. But your write-up, you talk about how, and we saw this six-part HBO series that just came out on Anarcapulco and anarchists down in Mexico. And you talk about how it's been infiltrated by alphabet agencies, seemingly. And if you want to just comment on that, it's a really good piece. People should go read it.
Yeah, so absolutely. So just to kind of give everybody like a, so I've been attending Anarcapulco since the very first Anarcapulco in 2015. And my, you know, and I've been a main stage speaker, and I've had the best-selling book, you know, for 3 years. And the short version is I believe that the Anarcapulco Conference is an intelligence agency, organized crime operation, probably the CIA, to steer the modern, peaceful, anarchist, voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist, and crypto-anarchist movements into drugs, controlled opposition voices and media operations. unintelligible, unwholesome or controlled artists, the people that are, you know, playing music there, filthy mouthed rappers and infighting, while smearing and tarring the movement through the association with con men, drug dealers, and murder, while stealing the oxygen from legitimate liberty movement conferences, artists, and authentic voices. Operation is very similar to the now admitted CIA's creation promotion of admitted CIA asset Gloria Steinem and his magazine to steer the agency created and controlled feminist movement documented by the book The Mighty Wurlitzer, How the CIA Played America. So what I think they did is they took a con man named Jeff Berwick and they gave him a media operation, and then they magnified that media operation using CIA Facebook and CIA Twitter and CIA YouTube to crowd gather the movement. And then, you know, once they had the largest conference of anarchists and voluntarists in the world, they began steering it into these controlled opposition voices and media operations like Luke Radowski and others, where we're going to control the information that the modern, you know, anarchy movement receives, because, you know, we're steering them into these controlled opposition voices. And so Anarchapulco for the first couple of years was great. And then, you know, kind of around 2018, there, you know, once they'd, you know, it got some momentum, then there was something called, I call it bait and switch, where now kind of anarchy and volunteerism are put on the back burner. They're still there, but now we've got five stages full of controlled opposition voices, Judge Napolitano and David Icke and Dr. G-Spot and others, and that most of whom weren't even anarchists. And then it was, you know, in partnership with Hollywood, so known propagandists from Blumhouse Television and HBO were embedded with the conference since 2016, the second year, and they began, moving drugs into the movement. And so if anybody has seen the HBO series The Anarchists, they spend the entire series focused on the scummiest, nastiest people at the conference as if they're representative of the entrepreneurs and crypto investors and digital nomads that made up the overwhelming vast majority of people. And then the cast of the show were the people that were dealing cocaine and drugs at the conference. So there's a great book and documentary called Drugs as Weapons Against Us. It breaks down how the CIA uses drugs to corrupt and influence movements. And so that's, you know, it's literally the CIA playbook. And when you take a look at who the executive producers for the series were, the named executive producers for the series, The Anarchists, they're all propagandists. One of them, Jeremiah Crowell, he actually had a movie come out called Pandemic, How to Prevent an Outbreak, in January of 2020, featuring Bill Gates before the COVID hit on Netflix, produced a documentary about a future influenza pandemic starring Bill Gates and making vaccines the hero, that came out in January 2020. Another executive producer named Mary Liso seems to specialize in making movies that reinforce the official story of historical events where the CIA, the FBI, or organized crime media was either the main suspects in government criminality or was involved in covering it up, including CIA assassinations, oak shootings for gun control, and a government massacre of 80 men, women, and children at a church in Waco, Texas. And so she was also the executive producer on something called Killing Kennedy that reinforces the official story of the Kennedy assassination. She was the executive producer on a series called Crimes of the Century, which reinforced the government story on Waco, the government story on Oklahoma City. She was involved in it. She was the executive producer of a movie called The Walkout, which reinforces the official story of what happened at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And so these are propagandists. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, sorry to jump in. We're about to run out of time. I was going to mention I'm going to have the author on. I think you meant the drug book. Forgetting his name, John Potash. He'll be my guest here on TNT soon. If you want to give us any final thought, yep, we got 1 minute left, and tell us the best places again to find you on the internet.
So you can see the entire, you know, my entire expose of the HBO series, The Anarchists, at artofliberty.substack.com, where I break down each individual episode and all of the tricks and the subliminal messages and the who the producers are and what other things they've done propaganda-wise. My umbrella organization is the Art of Liberty Foundation. I'm trying to get a voluntarist think tank started. There's not a voluntarist think tank, and the goal is to from a voluntarist perspective expose government as a technique for robbing and controlling society at artofliberty.org, and you can get the book at government-scam.com. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.